This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, how are you today?
Damp. Yeah. I said that right. D-A-M-P. Okay.
That's not what I thought you said.
But. Yeah.
First up, before we get started, we need to say congratulations to Pastor Tom Moyer and his family. For those that don't know, and if you weren't up late last night, his son, Pete, was on The Late Show with David Letterman, part of the... David, does, of course, does the stupid human tricks, and Pete was a part of that, and he did a pretty good job on The Late Show. So kudos to Pastor Moyer and to Pete, and Pete did a wonderful job, so congratulations.
He's
there.
He's doing well, and I predict he's probably going to do even better.
He did hula hoops while doing pull-ups. That was weird, but he did it. Yeah. So, our guests, we got a couple of good guests here today. Martha Jackson, Wilt Hackaberry, from the Route 66 Historic Museum and Welcome Center are our guests today. We're going to have our conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Our guest this week on the Wednesday Talk Show is Martha Jackson and Wilt Hackaberry. They represent the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for this opportunity.
And we are here to talk about the museum. And ladies first, Martha.
Wilt Hackaberry is our public relation officer, and I'm going to let him speak first, and then I'll answer all the questions you might have.
Okay, that's fine. Will, go take the floor, buddy.
Thank you. Thoughts of having a museum goes way back a few years. The late David Jackson, Louis Bainey, and others spoke with many others here in Litchfield area, showing a lot of interest in preserving our history, our artifacts, and photos. David Jackson was known as a father of history in Litchfield. Of course, the late husband of Martha here. He left a large collection of his personal mementos of Litchfield in the library in Litchfield. He was a lifelong resident of Litchfield, and I had a long talk with him several times talking about a museum and preserving our history. And now the time has come to do something about those visions. Our group got together in 2011 and formed the committee, planning committee. In the early stages, it was decided to include a Route 66 Welcome Center along with the museum and also include the Montgomery County Genealogy Society in the building. A building designed by John Fletcher, Dave Leip was selected as the architect and Larry Pence as the builder for a 4,600 square foot building. It was estimated that the project would cost approximately $400,000. After a few more meetings, we got our approval of our 501c3 status, nonprofit organization from IRS. After a year of our initial meetings, groundbreaking was held at the site on old Route 66 across from the Ariston Cafe. Construction started on May the 1st, 2012. The concrete slab was laid and we were on the roll. Builder Larry Pence went over the construction drawings with our committee and explained that most of the subcontractors were all local business people. Fundraising had begun with paid memberships, grants, cross-country bicycle ride by Andy Ritchie, pledges going out to the museum, a postcard book is being sold, raffle for a homemade quilt, and other fundraising ideas. Work had begun on the construction, exterior framework, exterior tile, landscaping, sidewalk construction, interior walls, painting, electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing, windows and doors. Parking lots were paved, alarm systems installed, and preservation of the fixed ceiling gas station sign is being refurbished. Neon sign in front is being completed. Memorial bricks are now being sold that will be directly laid at the entranceway to the museum. I see that the schools will have a lot of input in items for the museum, as well as organizations, veteran groups, and donations from individual citizens and their families. Now, on the purpose mission of our mission, the purpose of the Litchfield Museum and the Route 66 Welcome Center is to preserve the heritage of Litchfield for generations to come and to extend our welcome to those who come to learn and reminisce. This will be a place to preserve the artifacts of our past and share the educational resources with those who visit and share the educational resources with those who show up. That pretty well gives our purpose, and I'm going to let Martha go into some of the details now about the fundraising and so forth. That's what we're involved with right now.
Martha, it's...
He said it all.
He said it all. did you miss out anything? Well, my word.
Yeah.
This is I know this is a long, as Will was saying, this was a long time coming, and this has got to make you feel good every time you drive past the museum site. A, how quickly the building got up, and two, how far along you have come in such a short time.
Right, in 1 year, we formed this association. And we have over 50 members, and over half of them are lifetime members. This is a community building for Litchfield, and we invite the public to join us. We meet on the second Tuesday of every month, and we invite everybody to come. We do have a membership of $10 a year for a person, $20 for a couple, $50 for businesses, and $100 for a lifetime member. We had a group that sort of joined us, a steering committee, when we realized that we really needed to raise some money. They stepped up to help. Lonnie Bathurst is the chairman of our steering committee, and we meet every Tuesday at 11:30 the Aristot. They're the ones who started the idea of the brick garden, and the brick garden is for anybody that wants to have a name on to be remembered. It does not have to be in memorial of somebody. Somebody thinks they have to put it in memory of somebody, but the brick garden is for anybody that wants to put a name down. The size is a 4x8 for $66. And you get three lines with 16 characters. We have another size that's 8x8 for $166 with six lines and 16 characters a line. And then we have a stone one that's 12x12 that's blue or white for $566. And we hope that some people will be able to afford those. We also have added that if you want artwork or a logo on your brick, that'd be a $50 extra charge.
Now, the bricks, are they available now, or will they be available soon?
Yeah, we're taking orders. We have brochures, and it'll come out in the ad will come out in the paper, and we're trying to get them out. And so as soon, Mr. Bob Hermsmeyer is chairman of the brick garden area, and he is ordering the bricks.
Oh, he'd be a good guy to drum up some people to sure. purchase bricks.
Right. Sure. Well, sure. We hope that we put the price at $66, so everybody in Litchfield has an opportunity to be remembered.
First of all, congratulations to all of you people who were involved in this project in any way. I think it's unknown at this time what a great asset this could be to the community. But I'm sure one thing, it should be, as Will and I were talking off there, should be a great tourist attraction for anyone who's got any nostalgia about 66. And I don't know, living in this area all my life, as most of us have, how you could not be excited about being in the area of Route 66, because when I was a kid, Route 66 was everything. That was how everybody went from Chicago to St. Louis. It was just, you know, it's a great nostalgia, great history, and again, congratulations to all you people for your hard work. And Martha, I would assume, we were talking a little bit while ago, did you have in your wildest dreams that this project could be completed in this short a time?
Yes. No, Larry Pence, our contractor, has done an excellent job. The men worked in the real heat and everything, and he's, all the contractors and subcontractors are really excited about that, and they really put out an effort to get it finished as soon as possible.
And I think that I think that kind of helped with the summer that we had with, no offense, Uncle Ralph, with the lack of rain for this project. Yes. That ended up being a good thing.
That's true. That's right.
And and the heat, you know, the lack of rain, of course, doesn't slow down the. In fact, it helps the construction. But the heat that we had day after day, 100 plus heat, and those guys out there working, it's just amazing that, you know, there wasn't more downtime than there was.
Our association is a member of the Illinois Route 66 Association, and we are also a member of the Missouri Route 66 Association, and they have been very supportive. They have offered a lot of things that they're going to donate to the museum, and in fact, one of our first gifts was an 18-foot mural drawn by Bob Waldmeyer, the famous artist of Route 66, and it was located in the Dixie Truck Stop Museum up in McLean, but they dissolved that museum, and we get the mural. And it's now in our possession, and it'll be the first thing that'll be hung to
See,
go up.
This has the potential of being another example, and I've always said this, and Uncle Ralph, you've heard me say this, time and time again, where the community comes out and supports, I mean, even with the tough economy and everything, everyone's trying to save a dollar as they can. But whenever there's a project that would benefit a city, I'll give you a couple examples. The Veterans Memorial Gardens. The public always finds that extra dollar or $5 to contribute to make it happen. And we're seeing this again.
Mm-hmm. You know, Tobin, to add to that, of course, Litchfield has their memorial park, and Hillsborough has theirs, and very seldom, and of course I'm in Hillsborough a lot more than I'm in Litchfield, very seldom do I go by the Veterans Memorial in Hillsborough, there isn't someone there looking at names.
That's
I mean,
true.
Not a crowd, but a couple, two, three people standing there looking for a loved one or someone's name on that monument. It's
the
just
same,
amazing.
Same within Litchfield, Ralph.
Yeah.
And you know, you talked about 66 before. Ralph, you remember, I know I've seen you a couple times out to drive-in theater, and you had your car packed with kids and in the trunk. You went through it. It was a dollar a car, I think. And
yeah.
I don't know how you got so many people in your car.
Well, you know, it's and that's another thing, a bit of a nostalgia there.
Be careful, Uncle Ralph. Be
there's
careful.
There's not how many drive-ins is there left around? There just isn't, you know, and yet that's still going. So
Springfield and Belleville, that's probably the two closest outside of Litchfield.
And then not many in Missouri either.
No.
And I could add to that, Will, we're not too old to remember, but there was a lot of scenery going on at the drive-ins other than the movies.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to go there.
That's going to do it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're out.
We're done for today.
We're done.
The first thing people ask me is, when is the museum going to open?
I was about ready to ask you that, but thank you for taking the question.
That's the most asked question. And we decided, because Litchfield is going to have their all-school class reunion on October 5th, 6th, and 7th, that weekend, the committee decided that we would open the doors of the museum and let everybody come in and take a peek. The public will be invited. It's not only just for the high school alums to come see it, but we're so proud of the building and everybody's so anxious to see what it looks like on the inside that we're going to, on those days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the 5th, 6th, and 7th, from 9 to 4, the museum will be open.
Now, the $64,000 question. after everything is done and the museum is set and all the exhibits are in there and stuff and it's open to the public, is there going to be a charge for going through the museum? Is this going to be free, or how's that going to be handled?
It is free, and we will have a donation box. Anybody that feels they want to leave a donation.
That's normally standard for pretty much most museums.
Think some of them, some charge, but we're going to be a free museum, and we're going to house the Montgomery County Genealogical Society, as Will has said, that people will be able to, all their material, all their maps, all their charts and computer history and everything will be in the museum. The chamber will have an area, and of course Route 66 will have an area. Hopefully our tourist director will be out there and to welcome people, and we're just real excited.
And you should be. I know this has been a long time coming. You mentioned memorabilia. Where do we stand on that? And if someone would like to donate, obviously now is probably not the time, but when will the time be that you're going to start collecting some stuff and putting it into the building?
Shortly. We're getting our funds ready to purchase cases, shelving, all the furnishings in, and when we get that in, then we'll be inviting people to donate. The criteria will be we want mostly the history of Litchfield. I mean, not a personal wedding dress from you or whatever that you...
But it won't be a wedding dress for me.
But what I'm saying is people want to just give everything. We're going to have a kind of a criteria that will be the history of Litchfield. We'll feature old businesses, you know, in the streets and events. And, of course, the centennial, a lot of people have things from the centennial.
I'm not familiar with your building at all because I haven't had an opportunity to look at it or anything. In your building, do you have, like for the board of directors, do you have a meeting room, boardroom in there, I should say, I guess, and stuff? For that purpose?
Yes, we have a museum office. We'll have a conference room that will be showing videos and clips of our building the museum. Mm-hmm. Will has already worked on a 3-minute video from the very beginning. He's out there every day photographing the construction. So
Martha's been gracious enough to allow the veterans to put an area for veterans' artifacts. And we've got a large honor roll framed pictures and stuff of military people in Litchfield, and that'll be in there.
I have to ask this question.
Sure.
Why did this take so long to get this? I mean, obviously, Route 66, it's a major part of Americana. It's a major part of the city of Litchfield. Why did this project take so long to come into fruition?
Well, first of all, finding a location was one of the things. People have asked why we didn't pick up a building downtown, you know, and put a museum in it. But with EPA regulations and all, handicapped accessible and everything, and parking. So when the committee met, we wanted to find a new location. But I think finances probably held a lot of people back then. I think it was the money in trying to figure out where to go. And when we saw the lot on 66, it was just the natural place because it's one block off of 16. Mm-hmm. And when people exit 55 and come down 16, they're going to see our building.
And I think that's the key. You mentioned some people was like, well, why not downtown?
Yeah.
Downtown's not Route 66. The building that you're on right now, which is right across the street from the Ariston and U-Belts in that area, that's Route 66.
I'll tell you, it fits. I'll tell you what I was impressed with, Tobin, is going in Ariston, and almost every time I go in there, I'll look at that visitor's book, and you see all of these names from people of other countries that have come in there and, you know, travel and come down to see the drive-in and Ariston Cafe and the other places along 66.
And Will, again, talking about our age, doesn't it just when you just said when you go into Ariston, but when you come out of the Ariston and you look at old Route 66, doesn't it amaze you that once upon a time this was the main hub for travel through the Litchfield area? That small street or whatever you want to call it was the hub of all the traffic that went through there.
And everybody stopped in a Skinny's Cafe there.
Yeah.
Those bring back memories to me.
And
now we're going back to the 40s. And I don't
want
to show my age, but...
But that 40s. Was the main hub. You went right through there to go to Chicago or back to St. Louis.
Sure,
it's just
that's
amazing.
Right. Yes.
Even to L.A. You took Route 66 all the way to L.A.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed the city of Andy Ritchie did that bike ride. Because, Will, I got to give you, the committee did a great job of emailing us with updates on where he was at and how everything was going. That just amazes me that he actually went from all the way to L.A. to Chicago, on Route 66. And I don't know if he'd do it again, but, I don't know how much money that fundraiser came up with.
That raised about $20,000.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of support for that and a lot of people not in Litchfield that supported him. People in Springfield and Route 66 people supported him.
Sure, all along the way.
And
signed pledges for him.
But we started out, and we want the city of the residents of Litchfield to know that this is primarily a Litchfield museum. That's what the building, 4,000 feet of it, will be a museum of Litchfield. The Route 66 Welcome Center was added because of our location was on Route 66, so we put Route 66 there. But then with all the support and the visitors, like Nick Adam mentioned the other day at a meeting, he had had from 41 countries come in the Ariston. And people from foreign countries are coming to see rural America. And to ride a motorcycle from Chicago to California is one of the biggest tourism events in foreign countries.
Yeah, it's that's become a big tourist attraction
for
whatever reason. Yeah.
So
but it
we are in a prime location, but it's not a Route 66 museum.
Right.
It's a Litchfield history
Welcome Center
mystery.
Right. Yes. And of course, I think the timing is all, it's just perfect for this.
The timing was right.
We are, unfortunately, running out of time on the show. I wish we had a little bit more time to expand this, but unfortunately, I have to do what the higher-ups tell me, that the bricks will be available soon, so be on the lookout for the brochures. Anyone... Is there a website that they can go to see the updates on what's going on?
Litchfield Museum, all one word there, .org.
Okay, LitchfieldMuseum.org. And of course, just to recap here, a sneak peek of the museum and the building will take place during the all-class reunion, which will be held October 5th through the 7th. That's next couple weeks?
Weeks.
So, and of course, just drive by and I'm sure every day that you drive by, something new will happen. And then shortly after the sneak peek, the museum will be open.
We'll start with the interior furnishings. And as soon as they're in, then we'll probably the grand opening when it's really finished with everything. Maybe early spring, you know.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
We need to make a little mental note in our book, Tobin, before they have the grand opening, to have these folks back out here.
I'm already on it.
Yeah.
We've already got that.
We promise to come back and share everything we've.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, again, this is a fascinating time for the city of Litchfield. This is a fascinating project for the residents of Litchfield, but for the city in general. And kudos to you guys. I know this has been a long time coming, and it's finally here.
It's almost here, right.
Thank
you, Tobin, for this opportunity.
Tobin, we need funds, of course, and we're getting close to the time to buy a lot of this furniture and stuff we need in the museum to get it ready for the opening. So we want to say get your bricks on 66.
Absolutely, Will.
Thank you.
And Martha, Will, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Uncle Ralph next week. Erica Kennett from the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation will be our guests. So stay tuned for that. Until then, so long.